7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, on IRIB English Radio. Firstly, we would like to send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Hasri wal-Zaman, and to all the Shia, and to all the lovers of that person who, in the greatest of positions, in the greatest of months, in the greatest of times, in the greatest of places, was struck, and then the day is in his bed, he is giving his last will, and then tomorrow he will leave this transient world. We send our condolences to the Imam of the time, to all the Imam alayhim salam, to all the lovers, and to all the lovers of freedom, all the lovers of justice, on this being the day that falls between the strike and the martyrdom of the greatest of individuals, the greatest of students of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And with that in mind, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters is a book that deals with a concept that is extremely attached to the sanctified and divine personality and figure of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. A concept that unfortunately many of us may not have a very detailed understanding of, and we may look at it in a very historical manner, but the reality is that this concept, the concept of wilayah, the concept of authority, of guardianship, is very much higher than just the historical narrative that we portray in these few days. So inshallah, in our next segment, the book that we will introduce deals with this subject. So please stay tuned.
Time of the prophet, there lived a man of excellence. He was the lantern of guidance, who brought an end to
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned in our previous section, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters is titled Wilaya, or to pronounce it as the book is Wilayat in the Quran. It was a book originally written by the great scholar of our times, Ayatollah Al-Uzma, the grand Ayatollah, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, Hafizahullah, may Allah protect him and grant him a long life in order for him to, you know, further advance the cause of Islam and to further take us on the journey. It was translated by Sayyid Athar Hussein Rizvi and was published in the holy city of Qom, Iran, by Ansarian Publications, the first print being in the year 2012. The book contains 21 chapters. It begins with one of the most important discussions that we have, which is the meaning of wilaya in its literal sense, and then obviously deals with wilaya in its terminological sense, or in a sense that is, you know, specific sense, if you like to say that, and then goes into kind of proving the different types of wilaya and which is the most important type. And obviously what Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli means in this book is that wilaya as a concept is not just historical, it is not just something that is given and taken. It is something that is endowed, it is given to a person by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And it can never be removed from that person because of the proximity of that person to the original and only true owner of wilaya. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this wilaya is something that is given. It cannot be taken. So even, for example, we see that during the 23 years, when Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was, you know, in his home, quiet, compiling the glorious Quran, as some narrations tell us, he was still the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. That can never be taken away from him. For only one responsibility of the wali is government. If the conditions arise and are available for him to, you know, put that particular government of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in place. But there are many other responsibilities that the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And in this book, Ayatollah Jawari Amali opens our eyes to this concept of wilaya in a very beautiful manner. Yes, it is a difficult read. It has a lot of philosophical and mystical concepts in it. But it is a book worth reading, the English translation. Again, as we mentioned, the book was originally written in Farsi. And in the introduction to the book by the translator himself, he mentions that the book was then translated into Urdu. He doesn't mention whether he translated from the Farsi or from the Urdu. So if it was translated from the Urdu, it is very possible that a lot was lost in translation, unfortunately. But it is something that he mentions in the introduction that is quite nice just to mention before we get into the actual text in our next segment. He mentions that wilaya of love and assistance and legislative wilaya are general wilaya of the Almighty Allah, whereas wilaya of rulership and providential wilaya are His special wilaya. So we see that wilaya itself has different grades, different levels, different, you know, strengths, if you like to say. And this is what Ayatollah Jawari Amuli in this book intends to show to us. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. Inshallah, please stay tuned.
Ya laylatal qadri ya fawla barina khayrun min ad-dahri bil afwi tatina.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Wilayat in Quran by Grand Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli. So to get straight into it, one of the sections that is mentioned in this book, one of the chapters, is titled Literal Meaning of Wilayat. Wilayat literally means proximity or nearness, and it is included among comparative terms. If a thing is accompanied with another, it is said waliya. It has become close to it, because when something comes near to a person or thing, that person or thing is also near to it. Therefore, wilayat, like brotherhood, is defined as mutual relationship between two parties, because both sides of relationship are same on the two sides. It is against the relationship between father and sons, because in father and son, both sides are not equal. The former love is known as reciprocal, and relationship of the latter type is called one-sided relationship. So unfortunately, we can see that the translation is not really up to scratch. Obviously, if the brothers and sisters can read the original Farsi or the original Persian, it will be much better. But hopefully, inshallah, those who cannot will benefit from this book regardless. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly understand the concept of wilaya and to truly make us those who are close to the true wali. And that is the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. And we ask our dear listeners in these nights of Qadr to please pray for us and to pray for the entire Muslim Ummah and for the dhuhr of Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.